fuck? Who the fuck are you? What are you doing? What? No, I'm not going anywhere with you until you tell me what's going on. Rescue me? Huh? No. Wait, stop. I think you need to slow down. I think you're confused about some things. No, stop. We're not going anywhere. You're going to sit on my bed and you're going to explain fully what's going on. And then I'm going to explain why are you wrong. Oh boy. Okay, first off, and most importantly, I don't need rescuing. That door that you so kindly broke wasn't even locked. You could have just opened it. But now it needs to be fixed, so thanks for that. Secondly, that dragon that kidnapped me was my uncle. He took me where he had to work on my duties. No, don't interrupt me, I'm not done yet. Thirdly, that screaming you probably heard was not scared, but excited. Have you ever flown? It's amazing! So yeah, you're not scared, but happy. Hopefully that clears some things up for you. No, really, I'm safe, I'm fine, I'm happy. Well, I'm extremely flattered that you dedicated yourself to my rescue. There would be many more well-qualified people that could have done that. Look, I'm not mad at you. Well, I mean, I'm a little annoyed at you because of the door, but that can be fixed. You're kind and brave to want to save me from the clutches of a dragon. Thank you. Aw, you blush so cutely. Well, since this afternoon has not gone the way either of us expected, I rarely talk to anyone who's my uncle, so why don't you tell me a bit about the man who wanted to save me? Well, let's start where you come from. Emily, I've never heard of that village. Is it small? Oh, wow, that is small. Do you like living there? That's good. Do you have any close friends? Or a lover? What? You don't? An attractive man such as yourself? Oh, I bet you're the talk of all the young women in your village. You're far too modest. One would be lucky to snag someone like you. Me? Oh no, since I'm the daughter of royalty, I have no say in that matter. I'm paraded around balls and feasts so my father can look for more powerful families with an available suitor for me to marry. The full situation is horribly boring, so I won't go into full detail. Oh well, I'm here as a kind of a punishment. I did some things that my father heavily disapproved, so he sent me with my uncle so he can teach me some discipline. But like I said earlier, I like it here. It's quiet. Oh, no, I don't really like the suitors that my father picked for me. They're all so pompous and empty-headed. But my love life, or rather lack of one, is not that interesting. Yours is, though. You said that you don't have a lover. You must have fooled around with someone, right? Again, without blushing, you really haven't done anything. Well, that is a shame. Is that why will you come to rescue me in hope of some sort of sexual favor for me after your daring rescue? I would have done it willingly. Oh my, I look so surprised. Did I guess correctly? Or are you shocked that would have done anything to you? Well, almost anything. I can't afford to have any bastards running around, you understand? We can still have some fun, though. There you go. Just lay here and relax. I'm going to show you how nice it's to have someone taking care of you. Don't worry. I take it slow. You're safe with me now. Let's get this off of you, huh? Well, you have a gorgeous cock, and I can wait to make you come all over my face. First, though, I need to get used to my touch. I'm going to take my hands and fingers, which will dance and caress you all over. No talking. The only thing I want to hear from your mouth are gasps and moans of pleasure. let me run my hands all over your chest and just tweak these nipples. Oh, that's cool. You weren't expecting that, were you? It's so lonely up in this tower, and I'm so glad that I get to play with you. Are you ready for me to touch your aching cock? Oh, no, no. You don't need to be a good boy and beg for it. There you go. Such a good boy. Now, feel my hands track down your stomach. And then over your hips. And finally, my fingers begin lightly to stroke your dick. Soft at first, just teasing that sensitive place. And now I begin to stroke you lightly, up and down, making you more and more aroused. I can feel you start to get hard. You're really enjoying this. I'm going to pick up the pace a bit. I want you to start to get close. But I don't want you to come yet. I want you to release all over my face. Feel my fingers tease you, wet slut. Oh, I can't wait to taste it. Tell me how you like it. Tell me how you want me to stroke you. Slow or fast, hard or gentle. Like that, huh? Oh, I want you to make you feel so good. Do you like the way my fingers feel? Good. This is how you stroke yourself, huh? Late in the night when everyone's asleep. What do you fantasize about? Who do you fantasize about? Is it your childhood friend? Someone you've grown up with? And see the attractive woman they've turned into? You're already close to them. You've told each other everything. And you know there's a desire there already. You'd be each other's first. You would be gentle and kind, wanting and needing your touch. And as the night continued to turn, your lust for one another would take over. Mouths hungry for taste of their lips, their tongue, their skin, their sweat, and their aching pussy. And you would fuck through the night. Moans and gasps echoing through the night as you devour one another. As the pace becomes frantic and needy, you will get closer and closer. Desperate to come. Hips bucking again and again and again. Until you come. The both of you collapsing in ecstasy. You stare into her eyes, falling further in love with them. Thankful for this deeply intimate night you shared with someone you trust so fully. Fuck, I have no idea how much I'm enjoying torment you like this. I hope for your sake you can hold on. I need to taste you. Are you ready to come all over me? This hot and wet mouth, so eager to tease out the symgasm from your dripping slut. Tastes so good.
and I can see you enjoying this. As my tongue teases all over your head, lightly flicking it against that most sensitive area. Your moans are so lovely. Feel my lips begin to suck on you. Changed my mind. I want you to come in my mouth. I want to taste you. Please come. Come. Look into my eyes as you release. Oh, yes, please. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Well then, that was wonderful. He flattered. Well, it looks like it's starting to get late, and I don't want you traveling all alone on the roads. It isn't safe. Well, I do have a place you can stay. Here, just follow me. In there. Yeah, it's a bit grim in here, but you get used to it. I think there's a lantern on the other end of the room. Go be a deer and grab it for me, and I can light it for you, okay? Yes, it does seem to have luck behind you. How very observant of you. Oh, you're so naive. It's adorable. You should really have read up on me before trying to rescue me. The monsters and dragons of this world, people fear like me. Or you walk right into my waiting jaws. We are going to have so much fun together. Oh, no, 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 no. No one will come looking for you. I make sure of that. You will be forgotten as the fool who tried to rescue a princess from a dragon and failed. Now, I'm going to get some things ready. And in a couple days, when you're nice and compliant, we can get started. Talk to you soon.